Since the autonomic nervous system regulates significant functions of the human body like circulation, respiration, digestion, and reproduction, a wide selection of effects can ensue if the vagus and other cranial nerves are not working properly. Below is a partial list of common problems that can occur from the autonomic nervous system. These are symptoms that affect a lot of people. Have you experienced any of these signs or know people who suffer from them? In that case, continue reading, because working with the cranial nerves can bring relief. Frequent issues related to cranial nerve dysfunction. Chronic physical tensions. Tense or hard muscles. Sore neck and shoulder muscles. Migraines. Back pain. Tightly clenched teeth. Grinding teeth at night. Eye or decorative tensions. Unwarranted perspiration. Tenseness after exertion. Arthritis, nervousness, dizziness, irritability, and anger. Feeling of hopelessness, lack of energy, tendency to cry easily, general anxiety, feeling of heaviness, extended periods of depression, fearfulness, nightmares, restlessness, difficulty sleeping, excessive worries, difficulty concentrating, forgetfulness, frustration, excessive daydreaming and fantasizing. Heart and lung problems include chest pains, asthma, hyperventilation, shortness of breath, irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure. Visceral organ dysfunctions include inadequate digestion, constipation, irritation of the large gut, diarrhea, stomach issues, hyperacidity, ulcer, or heartburn, loss of appetite, excessive eating, frequent influenza, minor infections, allergies. Behavioral problems include frequent accidents, increase in drinking or smoking, excessive use of medicine with or without prescription. Interpersonal relationships include excessive or unreasonable distrust, difficulty in reaching agreements, loss of interest in sex. Mental issues include excessive worrying, difficulty concentrating, difficulty remembering, difficulty making decisions, excessive menstrual pains, skin issues. Given the challenges and stresses we face in our own lives, everybody is bothered by at least one of these symptoms from time to time. At first glance, this list appears to include insignificant issues. We can clarify a few of these as bodily, some as physiological, others as psychological, and others as behavioral. Usually people have greater than one of those symptoms at precisely the exact same moment. The signs may disappear and recur at irregular periods. When the symptoms occur rarely and aren't debilitating, they aren't as much of an issue. But if the problems happen frequently, or the majority of the time, it's a good idea to deal with them. Instead of treating individual symptoms as different issues using a pill to be taken for every individual, it could be preferable to locate a frequent thread that connects them. Maybe we find a simple, effective treatment that could mitigate or terminate these several apparently different problems. Maybe we could locate the Hydra's deadly head. The frequent thread may be a rather simple one. Each one of the issues in this list happen at least partially from dorsal vagal activation or activity of the spinal sympathetic nervous system, which also may be addressed by reinstating normal role of the ventral vagus nerve division along with other nerves needed for social participation. Nerves play a part in one or more of these health problems. It's virtually universally overlooked by modern medicine. Many individuals don't know a lot about the brainstem in which these nerves arise, nor on the cranial nerves systems. For granted, when we are feeling balanced, it is when it is not working we detect the ramifications. Feelings of melancholy,